Good evening, this is Jim on the street in Iztapaluca here in Mexico City. This is the podcast at Finding Direction, which can be found at cuatrocompas.com/blog. I'm just out on the street here. I'm walking back to my car, but I thought I would stop by and talk to you since I haven't had a chance before now today. There certainly has been a lot going on. I'll start with the home front, because there's been lots going on just with our family, so let's start there. Of course, I already told you that we're getting ready for the school programs that are coming up, so Sherry was out shopping quite a bit today, getting what the kids need, especially Hannah, her outfit. Actually, that's for the Sunday school thing. So Sherry was successful in her shopping, so we're getting there with that. I was realizing that I needed to go to the doctor today. I think I have a bit of a stomach issue going on. It's probably been going on for a while, but it's one of those things that kind of sneaks up on you. So anyway, I went to the doctor, so I just got the last thing that he prescribed here, which is why I'm out and about at the moment. So hopefully I will be feeling better shortly. We had Mario over at our house today, and he was looking over our leak problem, and he thinks it has to do with the tiling in the shower. So we are going to, I believe, retile the shower. We're going to have to pull it up and kind of get it fixed up in there, because it sounds like there's water leaking through and pooling underneath there and then leaking through the walls and stuff. So anyway, so it's good to get the things moving on that, although he'll probably be working the house for the next couple days, so we will see how that goes. And what else has been happening? We're still trying to get our situation solved with the water contract, if you remember that. Just a second here, I'm going to pull out of the parking lot, and that means I'm going to have to pay somebody a tip for helping me, so here we go. Alright. Yeah, we're still trying to get our water contract problem solved, and I'm afraid, I don't know exactly what our landlord is doing. It sounds like he has been working on it, and so I am trying to get in communication with him, which isn't always easy. So we are trying to get that worked out. So far, our water hasn't been shut off. Well, except for one time today when somebody shut our water off outside by mistake by turning the wrong tap. But other than that, the water is doing fine. So that's some of the things that have been going on with us. There was one more thing. In our neighborhood tonight, there was a posada, which is a traditional Mexican party, basically, that happens around Christmas time, and it actually varies quite a bit. I'm still trying to go to the parking lot here, sorry. Gracias. It varies quite a bit, you know, regarding how traditional it is, how secular, how religious, and so on. But anyway, that was happening in our neighborhood, and we, for various reasons, other things going on, we missed some of it, but we were able to go out and talk to some of our neighbors for a few minutes, and Hannah got in on the end of the piñata, so that was good, because I've been looking for chances to see some of the people of our neighborhood. I feel like I haven't hardly seen them for a very long time. The team is doing well. I haven't got a full report on how things have been going today with their music practices and English practices. I saw that they had at least a few students at the English class, because I was there for the first few minutes. They went to do some sightseeing today, and they drove up into the mountains, and unfortunately the drive back was a little, of course, it was up through the mountains, bumpy and curvy, and so some of them aren't feeling too well, or at least they weren't this afternoon, but I think they're just tired and adjusting to new food, and you know, a drive through the mountains didn't help anything. So I have a feeling, I hope they can have a bit of a break and a good rest tonight, and I think they will be fine in the morning. hopefully they will be. I'll try and let you know tomorrow a little more of how things are going with their ministry. But I think other than that, they are doing well, and I think that things are going well overall this week for them, and hopefully things will continue to progress, and they'll be able to make some more contacts and some more friends, and I think they're having a really good time in their houses as well, from what I've heard, with their host families, getting to know them, and I'm sure that they are an encouragement to their host families too. Anyway, I have been talking a very long time here, and I'm just not too far from my house, so thanks for listening. I will try and update you if I can tomorrow, and maybe I'll have a chance to take a few more pictures. Didn't have much of a chance today, but I will try to do that. So, have a good night, and we'll talk to you hopefully in the next day or two. Bye for now.